This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Welcome back in here on QAM. Hollywood, Dan Day, Brittany on the update there. We got Jamie with us. Blake is with us. So we got a full house here. And Solana is with us as well. What do you make of the F1 news there, Solana? Big story in F1. Christian Horner out at Red Bull. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, what's up with that? Because didn't they win three straight titles the last 3 years? I know they're not going to this year, but didn't they win three straight titles?
They're struggling, man. It's just kind of funny, and it goes to show you how important winning is in sports because, do you watch Drive to Survive by any chance?
I watched the first season of Drive to Survive, which is what got me into F1. So I haven't been watching it, but I did watch the first season.
So he had a, what did we call it earlier?
Allegations
of misconduct.
Yes. He took some pictures, some unsolicited pictures, I believe.
Allegedly, bro.
Allegedly.
You want to get in trouble this morning? You want to get sued?
My bad.
We're an F1 market. We can't be making these sorts of accusations. Gotcha. Anyway, though. But no, he had the thing, whatever, went down, and they stood by him. And I'm guessing they did that because they were winning. And now they're losing, and they go, well, he's not our guy anymore.
Yeah.
Pretty rough out there, man. That's rough.
It's crazy, like that sport where you win three straight titles, and then, I mean, they're in third, right? Isn't Verstappen in third this year with Red Bull?
He's in third this year with Red Bull. But I think the biggest thing was after the allegations of misconduct came out, Max Verstappen and his dad were not very happy with Red Bull that they kind of kept him, and they just were not super thrilled about that. And so I think now that Verstappen is struggling, and also because remember, they also own VCARB, which is a part of Red Bull Racing as well. So they have two other drivers in a Red Bull car. So they have four total drivers, two teams. They're struggling this year majorly. They kicked out somebody from the seat already, the second Red Bull seat. Max Verstappen has been struggling, complaining about the car. And now news is coming out that Mercedes is looking to sign Max Verstappen next season. So I feel like this is kind of Red Bull's like grasp at something to try and get Max Verstappen to say and like show him that they're moving in the proper direction and that he hopefully won't leave.
I would listen to this, by the way, if this was a show. I was just sitting back and listening.
And the car,
I'm all for this. If Brittany wants to, if they want to give Brittany an F1 show here, I'm all for it. Solana, I don't know how we handle that. You're very powerful here. Maybe is there any way you can make that happen?
I think there is a way to make that happen. Brittany has been telling me for a while that she loves F1.
Yeah, so I found that out this morning.
Yeah, next year we'll try to get her out to F1 so she can cover it for the station. Because bro, like people love this stuff, man. People absolutely love Formula One. I woke up this morning, my group chat, nobody's talking about the Joker not signing that extension. Everybody's talking about how Verstappen's going to go to Mercedes. And I'm like, what happened? So
really?
People love this stuff, man.
On your group chat, huh?
My group chat, man. That's Christian Horner and Verstappen leaving Red Bull. That's what everybody was talking about.
So I'm looking at my group chat now, and the guys have been talking about there was a hockey trade yesterday, I guess, the Oilers and the Lightning.
Was there? What happened?
Tampa Bay receives Sam O'Reilly. Edmonton receives Isaac Howard.
I don't think I've ever heard of either of those guys. I got to be 100%
honest. You say it's a good deal. It's a good trade.
You're such a phony, man.
What? You say it's a good trade. We were laughing about this the other day, Dan. So Omar was with us like a couple weeks ago, and this was like when the Panthers were about to get, they were getting ready to play the Oilers. And Omar looks me square in the eye, and he goes, "What moves did Edmonton make in the offseason to get better?" And Dan, you were here for that. I mean, what do you do with that?
Yeah.
What do you do with that?
Not only are we not on the Edmonton beat, we're not on the Edmonton beat in the offseason that happened almost a year ago.
I mean, I follow the NFL really closely. I really follow the NBA because I do the fantasy basketball stuff and all this. And I don't know, maybe 90% of the teams, you ask me, like, what did they do in the offseason to get much better? I don't know if you can answer that question.
The thing is, I think all of us are on the same boat. Obviously, massive Panthers fans now, right? Like, we're genuinely following the team. I could tell you that the Florida Panthers, you know, they got Etu Lostarinen, Anton Lundell. Like, I could tell you pretty much the entire line. And they went out, Nico Mikkola, Seth Jones got him at the deadline. Obviously, Marchie as well, Nate Schmidt, Dmitry Kulikov. Like, I could go down the entire lines for the Florida Panthers. However, with that being said, I feel like we don't follow the NHL that closely, which is, you know, that's an indictment on us. We should be following the NHL. We have the two-time Stanley Cup champs in our backyard. Like, we should become massive NHL fans, but it's hard to learn all these names, bro. Like, learning a brand new, or for me, a brand new sport. Like, I loved hockey, and I love the Panthers, but I never followed the league the way that, you know, you need to, question.
I think most of the Panther fans, I'd be careful when I say use the word most, but I think a lot of Panther fans are new to all this. And, you know, winning does that, number one. And number two, I just don't think a lot of people, like, maybe knew this, but, like, playoff hockey is awesome. It's always been awesome. It's just Hollywood, that we haven't been involved in it.
Hollywood, this year, I'm not even talking the playoffs. I'm talking after the Panthers won the Stanley Cup last year. I'm trying to really ingratiate myself with the NHL, right? Like, I'm really trying to become an NHL, not just a Panthers, but an NHL fan. I don't want to sound like a babbling fool when Doug Plagans and Billy Lindsay come on. I want to be able to have a real conversation with them. I watch more hockey this year. Colorado Avalanche, the Edmonton Oilers. I watch more hockey this year.
Do you know any other teams?
No, just those two, actually. Okay. Yeah, those are the only two teams I know, and the Panthers.
If Doug ever comes on, by the way, you can just talk about cards with him.
Yeah, he's a big cards fan. Yeah, we love Doug, man. He comes on with us a lot. We love Plagans.
I love him, too. I'm going to go out to one of those card shows that he was talking about, that Fort Lauderdale card show. I'm going to bring Dan Day with me. Dan's laughing around. I might bring you with me.
That it's at a Roadway Inn. That's like right up my alley, man.
Do they have free breakfast at that place?
Roadway Inn?
Is that a free breakfast hotel?
Do you believe people will stay at a hotel, breakfast included? Don't take advantage of that? I can't wrap my head around that. You're getting free breakfast. It's included in your, you know, in what you're paying, your nightly fee. Go down there, grab some bagels, bro. Even if you're not going to eat them, just grab them. Take them back upstairs, throw them out. Who cares? Free breakfast. Take advantage. You're paying for it.
You know, I stayed for 2 weeks. I was living in a hotel that had free breakfast. For $100 a night, my man, and there's not a better way to live, as far as I'm concerned. They have free
Hollywood.
Hot chocolate 24/7 in the lobby, too.
Hawk and I, that's clutch. Hawk and I have been on this now for a year or two. You know, these Airbnbs, enough with the stupid Airbnbs. Like, I don't understand these people who in 2025, if this was 2016, Airbnb, that was the way to go. It was cheaper. It was more convenient. You didn't have to pay the big prices of the hotels. There were really cool locations. 2016, Airbnb, I was all for it. In 2025, if you're still staying at Airbnbs out of, you know, your choice over a hotel, God bless you. I don't know what you're doing. The hotel doesn't charge you a $100 nightly cleaning fee. I don't have to do my own laundry at the hotel. I don't have to do the dishes before I leave at the hotel. You know what they do at the hotel? They let you do whatever the hell you want. And then somebody comes, they knock and they say, hey, when are you getting out of here so I can clean everything for you? And then they're not going to upcharge you for it. I don't understand all these people who are still paying for Airbnbs.
Oh, you and I are on the same page on a lot of this stuff, bro. I got to tell you, like, we are on board together. So I stayed for the first time, and I will never do it again, probably, at an Airbnb. We went to D.C. for a week, and we had another person with us going to help us watch the kids or whatever. So we did the Airbnb thing because we needed two bedrooms. We get to this stupid place, and...
it's a mess.
There were two towels for like eight people. So we have to call some person and they're like, oh, you know, we'll come by tomorrow and we'll bring you towels. And like, you know, we're like, oh, there's supposed to be a pullout couch bed here. And they're like, no, there isn't. Yes, there is. It shows in the picture. And they're like, oh yeah, we manage like eight of these. Sorry. You guys have any sheets for the thing? No, we'll bring them by tomorrow. And it's like, at a hotel, you just call downstairs and whatever you need, it's like it's right there for you. They just bring it to you. I hated it, man. I will never do it again. It's not for me.
Hey, your check-in time is from 2:37 p.m. to 2:39 p.m. There's going to be a lockbox in the front. Use a 17-digit combination to open up that lockbox. Then there's a key in there. Then you grab that key. You go around the back seven paces to the right from the phone booth. Turn around, walk eight more paces, and there you'll find another lockbox. And here's the digit code for that one. That's how you get the key to the house. Like,
yeah. And after 8 p.m., you can't walk too heavily in the place because the people below you can hear, and you can't use the stairwell because it'll wake up the neighbors. There were so many rules to this stupid thing. I'm with you, man. I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
Like it, and no free breakfast either. Breakfast is just fantastic. It's a great feeling.
Anything better than waffle machine?
This place we stayed, it was like one of those Hilton spinoff hotels, you know? They have all those different, like, whatevers.
Yeah.
They had a machine where it was a pancake machine. They didn't have waffles, they had pancakes. And you actually wave your hand in front of the machine, and it would spit out a little bit of batter.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't sound right, but it would spit out a little batter on the thing, on like a conveyor belt, and you put your plate at the end, and as how many times you would wave your hand is how many pancakes it would.
Oh.
I was amazed by
that. That's an activity, not just a meal.
I'm easily amazed by stuff, obviously, but that was pretty. Yeah. That was pretty.
That's delightful.
Modern technology.
What's better than waving your hand, getting a little batter spit at you? I mean, that sounds delightful, man. Seriously.
This guy says that people who manage Airbnbs think they're hot bleep.
They do.
I don't know. So here's the other thing. Like, I could never own a place and rent it out to people. The thought of strangers staying in my home repulses me.
It's not only that.
Yeah. People are gross. Like, just the thought of, like, strangers...
Randos on a regular basis. In your beds, in your bathrooms, whatever else.
God, and I know hotel rooms are probably gross too, but I don't know.
It comes with the territory,
man.
Though.
Someone's house. It's just weird.
I hate that when people are like, yeah, the first thing I do when I get into a hotel room, I bring my own black light. And I'm like, bro, I don't want to know what has gone on in those hotel rooms. I don't even think about it. I just get in the bed. Like, I don't even care.
Is your wife picky?
My wife, if she sees a hair,
my wife has to inspect the room. If she sees a hair in the bathroom, I have to go down to the front desk and be like, we need a different room.
Oh,
this is not going to work for us.
Yeah,
we need a different
room.
That's
tough, room. Man. That's tough.
And yeah, I feel like, the other thing, like, I know, like, people, like, sometimes they trash the hotel rooms. And you sound like one of these guys that just, like, you throw your towel on the floor because you can. Like, if I threw my towel on the floor at home, I mean, it would be, like, a war, World War III. Right. Like, I mean, you can't do something like that.
But isn't that what I'm paying for? Like, throw all your inhibitions to the wind. I don't have to be at home anymore. I can do whatever I want. They put that little sign. Have you ever read a more meaningless sign? We're trying to save our water consumption. Yeah. Like, eat rocks. Kick rocks, Hilton. This towel's going right on the floor, jackasses.
Yeah, we're trying to conserve. Meanwhile, I'm running the shower for 20 minutes to turn my bathroom into a steam room.
Oh, and if you...
nothing better in a hotel. Oh, you don't know. I'm not great at ironing. Ironing is not my specialty. So when I travel by myself, I will usually just run the shower to steam the bathroom,
of course.
So I just hang my shirt in the bathroom.
Of course. I mean, why wouldn't you? I mean, dude, that's what you're paying for. You see what,
it's true.
You do that at the Airbnb. Oh, my God. $7,000 fine.
No, you do that at the Airbnb. Their hot water heater runs out.
Yeah.
I just don't understand it, man. These people who are still, you know, there's certain places you go. Hawk goes to, like, the Jersey Shore. There's no hotels.
Hawk goes to
the
Jersey Shore?
Oh, yeah.
I guess. You got to do.
What is that, like Atlantic City? Does he do that AC? Like,
yeah. I don't think he's doing like Pauly D, the situation Jersey Shore. He's not doing like GTL, fist pumping, chapstick, you know? I think it's more of like the family side of the Jersey Shore.
How good was that show, by the way?
Oh, the best. Are either of you into Love Island? I know that's the show everybody's watching.
I haven't watched reality TV in a long time. My wife watches all these weird shows with like the realtors that fight.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Sailing Sunset.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I've seen that. Yeah.
Like, I watched that. Like, and I just had to deal with a bunch of realtors because we moved, and I don't want to watch the program.
Yeah, you don't need that.
I don't envy you, man. I moved last October, and
it's the worst, isn't it? How could something be so bad? Like, it's amazing that, like, nothing goes right.
Nope.
Like, not one thing.
It's never stress-free.
Also, you know, kudos to you. I know, you know, your family's grown, beautiful family.
Thank you. You
got a house, right? Like, you moved into a home.
I know, man. Yeah, I'm like, in the suburbs now.
Do you miss apartment life in Brickell?
Personally enjoyed it, but like, it's tough with kids because you can't really go out anywhere when you have the kids unless you want to pay, you know what babysitters go. You don't have any kids yet, right?
I do not.
You don't have any kids at the moment. Do you know what a babysitter goes for these days?
I can only imagine. Everything else is more expensive, so I can only imagine. $500.
Oh, we were paying $30 an hour.
Yeah. Okay, wait. That's crazy.
Yeah, I know.
I have cousins that are on care.com that do it as a side job. They ask for like $20 an hour.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, my wife also refuses to hire people off the internet to watch the kids.
Okay, that's fair. That's
which is like, I don't know. My son's 8. I think he could handle it.
Yeah.
You know, he could watch. Hey, just watch your brother for a little while here. You know, like, let us go out. And but she says no internet people. You got to hire the person from the school or whatever. So we go out for a few hours and it's like $500.
Yeah, that's your first mistake.
Yeah.
First of many mistakes, Brittany.
Yeah.
Many.
Yeah.
All right. I guess you have to go, Solana. Is this it for you?
I mean, it's up to you. I'm really
putting him on the spot. Dan, do you want to keep? Should we keep Solana? What should we do with him?
I mean, it's really up to you, Solana. You can be honest and tell us you got to go because you do have a show coming up at 2:00. But
yeah, I don't want to steal too much of your material. Let's do this, Solana. You want to just tell us what you have coming up on your show later today? Do you not know yet?
No. I do.
Do you wing it?
No. Okay. Oh, well, here's the thing. I planned for a bunch of things, and then we never ended up getting to it. But I can tell you, like, what I have already planned for today's show. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. 12 Costco items that have doubled in price over the past 5 years. I have a list of that I want to get to. Chicken.
Hang on. Before you go past Costco, I joined yesterday.
Oh, congratulations. Welcome to the suburbs, baby. Congrats.
I've never even been inside a Costco or any of the warehouse stores. Never been inside one.
That's absolutely crazy. So here's what you do. You walk in, go straight to the food court, $1.25, glizzy and a Coke. Boom.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah, just go throw down a glizzy quick, $1.25.
I'm not big on the whole glizzy thing, though, man. I don't know where that term came from, but...
throw down the glizzy. Go ahead. Just
I've heard. Is it a Vienna beef hot dog? Is that what it is there? Is
I don't
it
know.
Chicago
I've never
dog?
Had one. Never had one, actually. I have no idea.
It's just a hot dog in a bun.
It's just a regular hot dog?
Yeah.
Okay. So the reason that I bought the membership, Solana, was we were talking about this earlier. I'm the person that buys the extended warranties on products.
Oh, you're the sucker. Oh,
I am that sucker. Yes. And I used to, by the way, when I worked at Circuit City, I used to sell those to people.
That's why you
Dan's
believe.
Eyes wow. just lit up like he didn't know I worked at Circuit City. Oh, yeah.
And that you sold extended warranties and that you still buy them after you sold them.
I worked in the computer department and I had to sell people extended warranties and I had to tell them why it was a good idea to buy those things. That's the honest life
now,
of a warranty salesman. Yeah,
now I'm a
hope salesman. Exactly. but anyway, I bought the membership because their TVs, if you buy a TV from there, it comes with a 3-year free extended warranty.
Right. So, yeah. No, I mean, the
good deal.
The TVs at Costco are great. No joke. Here's the problem with Costco. You walk in and you're like, all right, all we're getting is chicken or, you know, whatever, your groceries for the week and maybe some shampoo and some conditioner. Like you're going for essentials. And then you walk out of there and you've got, you know, a cooler for the beach, even though you're never going to go to the beach. You've got an umbrella for your backyard, even though you don't need it. But why wouldn't you get it? Because it was only, you know, $49.99. And then, you know, a Mrs. Pac-Man, literally like a mini Mrs. Pac-Man arcade setup. So
it's just like a hodgepodge of crap. Like, or is there actual stuff that you like need? I'm going to go. You know what? I got to go. I'm going to go check it. I've never been.
Go today, but don't take your wallet.
Yeah.
So that you got to do a lap around Costco without being able to buy anything so that you can just see everything. Because I'm telling you, you walk in, you're going just for groceries, essentials. You're walking out with a Mrs. Pac-Man arcade game that fits in your living room.
Oh.
And your wife isn't going to understand why you bought that. But why wouldn't you? It's only $250.
And you'll do
only
this.
Only $250.
5 pounds of animal crackers for only $10. That's unbelievable.
That's what I'm picturing. Right. I'm picturing a lot of items that I can't fit in my vehicle. I should have gone yesterday. Solana, you know what I did yesterday?
What'd you do?
I went to Home Depot and rented a van to move some stuff around.
Did you hear my Home Depot story?
My life is falling apart.
From last week?
Now, all right, can we do this? Do you want to do another segment then? I kind of want to hear the story. No, I didn't hear the story.
Yeah.
I'd love to hear it. We'll take a pause. Solana's story when we come back.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Welcome back in on WQAM. Hollywood Dan Day along here with you. Solana, I believe. Is Solana still with us? Solana, you still there, man?
What's up, man?
How you doing? We kept Solana with us because he had a Home Depot story. I went to Home Depot. Again, I'm going to a lot of these stores. I don't want to say for the first time. I have been inside a Home Depot before. But yesterday was the first time I've ever rented a vehicle from a Home Depot. I wouldn't recommend it.
Goes without saying.
It's not something I would hope to do again. But the Solana, you said you had a Home Depot story, and someone said they're going to laugh. So I'm very excited now. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'll probably regret this because again, like the morning show audience, very different than the afternoon show audience. You got all the tough guys in the morning, right? They're all driving to work, all the tough guys. But anyways, Hollywood. I moved into a house back in October. Okay. I am not a handy guy. I'm not. I'm very fortunate that I grew up in a household where if we needed something done, my dad, Eduardo, would call Bijo. That was his guy, Bijo.
Okay.
One of his friends.
A handyman,
A handyman.
I have one at the house right now.
I this is very well documented, but I can't change a tire. I don't call me if you need help with something. I can't hang something on the wall. I don't. My entire life, I've been babied, and I pay somebody to do it. It's just it's the way I grew up. And if you don't like it, you don't respect it, guess what? Who cares? All right? That's just the way it is. So my fiance is giving me the business now because we've got a garage just full of things since we moved in that haven't been hung up on the walls. And, you know, I've had excuses. The heater playing. I'm busy. But guess what? It's July, and there's nothing going on.
Yeah.
And she's not dumb. She's very privy to my schedule every day. She knows that now I'm just wasting time. I'm playing too much pickleball and she's sick of it. So she
wants you to go
business.
Like get a hammer and nails and like start hammering into your wall.
She told me, she's like,
I would never
do
such a thing either. It sounds insane, but
She's like, you know, we have all this stuff. You haven't put stuff up from the garage. Like when are you going to do all this? And we're driving by a Home Depot. I live right near one. And we're having this conversation. She's giving me the business, bro. And I'm like, all right, fine. All right. You want me to put stuff up? I need a drill then. I need a drill. So let's stop here at Home Depot. And she's like, yeah, don't be ridiculous. Like, and I'm like, no, come on, let's go. I'm going to go get a drill. So I walk into Home Depot. I'm fuming already. Like now my manhood's been tested by my fiance. So I have to prove something to her. I'm going to get a drill. I'm going to put everything up that night. I walk into Home Depot and I go up to the first employee I see and he saw pie. This guy saw pie, man. He knew I was a sucker. And within 10 minutes, this guy has sold me on a $500 drill, like a set.
Wow.
And here's the thing, Hollywood. I'm very, as I told you, very self-aware. I'm very proud of who I am. I'm not a handyman, but I do have some pride and some ego. So when this guy's kind of like, he's goading me a little bit. He's like, oh, well, you know, of course, you also, you know, you want top quality, don't you? And I'm like, of course I do. Yeah. He's like, yeah. And you know, what do you, I imagine, you know, you just bought a house. You're going to have a family soon. Like, you're going to be building stuff, right? I'm like, oh, of course. Yeah. Like, I can't bring myself to tell this guy, like, no. All I need is a hammer. Like, that's it. Mm-hmm. Because he's goading me a little bit. He's trying to test my manhood. Okay, fine. F you. I'll buy a $500 drill. Let's go. I'll buy one if that's what you think I need. I walked out of there with a $500, a set of $500 drill. It was like $480.
To hang pictures?
I walked out of there. proudly with that. I'll send you exactly what I got.
Okay.
It was two drills in one. It was like a set, and it came with all these little bits and all this stuff. But yeah, I have since returned it.
You returned it. Good for you.
A couple of days and I returned it because I didn't open it. I wouldn't know what to do with that. And truthfully, I don't want to learn how to use a drill. Like that's not my wheelhouse. You know, you need a sports take. You call me. I'm your guy. You want to play a little tennis, a little pickleball. You call me. I'm your guy. You hurt your knee and you want some advice. You call me. I'm your guy. You need something hung up. Don't call me.
How about this, Solana? I move into the house, and the people that lived there before were nice enough to leave us some stuff. They left us a like wealth of tools in the garage. There's like a workbench and one of these really fancy like toolbox drawer thing. I don't know. Yeah. It's like the thing that they roll down the stairs in Home Alone.
Tool chest.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it looks like that thing.
Chest. Yeah,
and the guy's like, oh, you know, there's all this different stuff, and I'm like, I don't know how to use any of this stuff, man. I don't want any of this stuff. Like, I just want to put some sporting equipment in there. Hey, yeah, it looks cool. You open up the garage, you're like, oh, this guy knows what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah.
Neighbors come by. Do you have this? Like, oh, let's go take a look. And you're like, cool. But
they go, yeah. Can I get a Phillips head screwdriver?
In my mind, I'm at that Home Depot in my mind, and I'm like, you know what? This guy's right. Every man should have a drill, right? Like that is a part of being a homeowner. But then I have this box. I'm walking out of Home Depot, and I don't know what to do with it. And I'm not fooling my fiance. She knows what you know who she's marrying. She knows I'm a clown. Like she knows. So who am I fooling? I'm like, I got to return this, bro. I can't open this. This is ridiculous.
So I bought a grill on my way out. I had been wanting to buy a grill. Now, I don't know how to use a grill because I lived in condos forever, and I've never grilled before. I don't even know how to turn it on. So I find this grill. It's on sale. They're having a big sale, and I was getting ready to buy it. And I go, like, I asked the guy because it's just that grill's just, like, sitting there. It's got a tag on it. I go, like, I'm like, how do you purchase this item?
Right.
And he shows, he's like, they have shelves, and there's, like, a box. And I said to him, you know, you guys going to come over and build this thing? And he goes, well, you know, we can deliver it and we can build it. It has to be a certain price. So I stepped up the grill and now my grill has Wi-Fi.
Nice.
Apparently I can put like a brisket in there, go on the app and push go and it will make it.
What? But what'd you get? Like a?
It's a wood grill, a wood pellet grill.
Oh. You're a sucker. They got you, bro.
No good?
No, I'm sure it's great. I'm sure it's great, but you're never going to use that thing.
You're probably right. You know what? But I want it for my patio to look nice.
Yeah, it's complete.
It'll be like, this guy grills.
It's complete.
I won't, but there's a Shorty's down the road for me. I'll just order that, and I'll say I cooked it on this grill.
Of course. Of course. That's the move. I've done that a couple times. Valentine's Day dinner. Oh, homemade. God. Straight from the restaurant. Picked it up before she got home.
Haven't we all? All right, Solana. I think we. Oh, so you sent me the picture. Oh my God! You bought that?
I walked out of Home Depot with.
Jeez.
It was like a hammer drill and a power drill, and it came with a bunch of bits. It was like, I'm telling you, it was like a $500 set with multiple chargers. I mean, I talked to this guy for an hour, and he convinced me that I needed this, and my ego was too big to tell this guy, like, hey.
I know.
That's a good investment. You're a homeowner. You're going to own your home for life. You're going to own these drills for life. They're going to go hand in hand,
Of course.
Yeah,
you own the drills for life. I'm with you, though, man. I don't change tires. I don't change light bulbs. Yeah. I have this I didn't even know the AAA had different levels of membership, but I just got my newest AAA card, and it was platinum.
Ooh.
I guess because I've been a member for 30 years, they're like, oh, this guy, we like him. Because I only probably call them once every 5 years.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's the little things, right? Like, I get my AAA membership card a couple months ago, and it was just like, wow, like, I did this, you know? I'm adulting. I don't even really know what I use AAA for, but I know I need that card. I'm adulting. It's phenomenal.
I don't know. You use it once in 5 years to change a tire. My dad's that's always tire. Like... call the hotel and see if they have a AAA rate. I don't think that's a thing anymore. I just use like Priceline or whatever, but I don't know that that's even a thing. But anyway, Solana, we got to let you go, buddy.
Understood. I will say, I love working with both of you. And I think I did my job here almost a full hour on the Joe Rose Show in the 9 o'clock hour with zero sports talk. So
that's true. We have had the angry texters that have been like, why aren't you talking about sports?
Yeah, it's July. Get over it. We'll get back into the Dolphins. Joe Rose will break down the offensive line with Kimbo Camper next week.
The Dolphins stink. They're going to be 500. All right. Goodbye, Salome.
Later, guys.
Bye. All right, we got to take a break. We'll come back. Hey, Leroy is here, by the way. Leroy is fired up to go. Where is Leroy? Is he still in there? He's all fired up. He's going to talk about F1 and Christian Horner getting canned. That's he said is on deck for the show. Tobin and Leroy are going to take over in about 15 minutes from now. We'll take a pause, come back, wrap things up here on QAM.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin. At arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Coming back on the Joe Rose Show, Dan Day, Danny Rabinowitz. We got Blake, Jamie, and Brittany with us. I am the guy that stops on the side of the road when I see a guy having trouble with his tire and his wife, his girlfriend standing there. And I get out and I say, everything okay? Man, my equipment just doesn't work. And I know it's not that their equipment doesn't work. It's that they don't know how to change a tire.
Wait, will you help?
Yeah, I help people.
Oh, my God.
And they're always
you're a good man. I mean, not that I don't want to help people. I just don't want to make it worse.
I know what's going on.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to make it worse. Like, I would offer them my AAA coverage, I suppose, but...
I just go, I know what's going on, and I just go, oh, the equipment doesn't
work. You really
know how
to change a tire?
Absolutely. I help people all the time.
How do people learn these skills? Like, I don't know, man.
I mean, I grew up in Cajun country where you don't trust anybody. You do everything yourself, but...
I don't know. I got a car when I was, like, 17, and it just came with AAA.
Well, then
I don't know.
That's how it works.
I just never like. I very rarely. I probably have a flat tire in the parking lot right now.
I got
saying
you.
This, but I assume there's a spare tire in my car somewhere.
Yeah, it'll be in the trunk? Most likely in the trunk, depending on what car you have. It's in the trunk. It's hidden underneath The boarding.
Yeah, I learned that one time. I didn't even know that. I thought it was only those Jeeps that had it like visibly in the back.
If you don't see it, you don't have it.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you to Solana for hanging with us, by the way. He'll be on this afternoon. Tobin and Leroy are coming up next, and I know they'll have some good stuff for everyone here today. Dan, we'll hang tomorrow yet again. And what's tomorrow, Thursday?
So Thursday.
We'll hang Thursday and Friday together. We had the thank you to our entire crew here. I mean, we had a crew.
We did.
We never have a crew in the
staff.
Morning. This is fun. Brittany, I think we got to find a way to get Brittany this F1 deal here.
Please give it to me. I would love nothing more.
I'm actually going to work on this, Brittany, because
I
like F1 a lot, and I think that it would be cool to have some coverage. And
I'm
you do
here.
A very nice job with it. You filled us
you.
In. Huge F1 news today.
Huge.
Earth-shattering F1 news. It really is. Christian Horner's out at Red Bull.
20 years.
And not because of the stuff he did, allegedly.
Because he's in third place.
Because he's losing now.
He's not in first.
Well, you know what they say in racing.
If you're not first, you're last.
That's why she should have a show.
Shake and bake.
There you go.
Well, that's a different sport, though, kind of.
No, that's the same thing.
Well, that's NASCAR.
You had
NASCAR. I know it's NASCAR, but F1.
Yeah, but no.
Talladega Nights was NASCAR, but guess what? They had Sacha Barcola, who was Formula driver.
That's true.
That's true.
I remember that.
That is true. Well, you're good, Brittany.
I would
get into how much I enjoy Sacha Baron Cohen's work right now, but we are out of time, unfortunately. I am a big fan of his different characters.
Agreed.
All right. We have to run. Tobin and Leroy are coming up next. Thank you, Brittany, Jamie, for hanging with us. First time. I hope this was okay, Jamie. He'll be with us moving forward here. And Blake hanging out with us as well here this morning. Tobin and Leroy are coming up next on QAM. Have a great day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.